And Dr. Pond is here today to educate us further. And Wayne, what do you have for us?
Greetings from Chatham County. How you all doing?
Good.
Just good, except for all the pollen, but it's a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's out here, too, friends, I'll tell you. All right. Hey, we've been doing, we're doing words this week that come into American and English speech by way of the Romance languages, French, Italian, Portuguese, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a term you're just going to love, guys. Scaramouche. Scaramouche.
Can you hear the fandango?
Well, you're close.
Hey, didn't that guy just leave the White House? That's not who you're talking about.
No, it's not who I'm talking about, but it sure sounds like it. S-C-A-R-A-M-O-U-C-H. Scaramouche is a word that comes, into English speak. By way of Italian, the Commedia dell'arte, this is a character in Italian drama and spoofery that is making fun, actually, of a Spaniard. don't get lost there. But the whole thing is characterized by boastfulness, cowardliness, buffoonery. That is what a scaramouche is all about. I suspect that we could identify some people that we know. Who fall into that category, but we won't go down that path, will we?
No, it's very, very frightening.
Very, very frightening.
First thing I thought about when I picked this word up to use on the radio today was, you remember the in the 1950s, of course you do, Ron, Nicky,
no. When,
there was, who was the actor, Stuart Granger, he played all those, he was sort of an Errol Flynn type, he played all those swordsmen and, you know, he was sort of like, you know, the romantic hero in the European romance film.
I'm sorry, for Wayne, that was way before my time.
I suspect it probably was. All right.
Oh, thanks for doing that for him.
Yeah.
Well, he walked right into it.
I think there was a movie called Scaramouche that, I don't know, I'll look this up on the movie database and get back to you on that.
Well, Wayne, we have one final question for you.
You fire away.
Can you do the Fandango?
That Fandango is Spanish or Italian or Brazilian? What is it, Nick?
I don't know. It's queenish.
Ooh.
You're very queen.
Well, as usual, changing the subject and going off the rails. Scaramouche, there's your word of the day. Enjoy it. I will talk to you in the morning. Be good kids. Bye-bye.